This is Wild About Utah.
The minute I heard there was a well-stocked community fishing pond just 5 miles down the road from where I live, I dusted off my old fishing pole, slipped out of the house, and threw my line into the Wellsville Reservoir. I had the place to myself. There was snow on the ground, but the water wasn't frozen. Within the first hour, I felt the tug on the line and reeled in a 12-inch trout. I was hooked. I returned just about every evening to catch my limit of two. I called all my friends who liked to eat fish and started to consider adding fresh fish delivery to my resume. About this time, I heard that although trucks from the state hatchery stocked the community ponds, the hatchery in Camas delivered fish to high mountain lakes in the Uintas via airplane. A few phone calls later, I was lucky enough to get invited to watch the loading of the fish. It was 5 in the morning when I followed the Camas hatchery truck out onto the tarmac at the Heber Airport. A specially designed Cessna 158 was waiting for us. There, just behind the pilot's seat, was a water tank neatly divided into 7 compartments. 7 levers stuck out from the dashboard that would open and close a portal on the belly of the plane. The crew got right to work. One pumped water into the plane's water tank. Another netted about 8 pounds of fingerling trout onto a scale and dumped the lot into a funnel. Suddenly, an especially feisty fingerling jumped out of the funnel and landed at my feet. I picked it up, cradling it in the palm of my hand, awed by the sleek beauty of this tiny trout that was exactly the size of my index finger. I wished it well and tossed it back. "Flush," said the man in charge, and another man with a red bucket of water sent the fish through the funnel onto the plane. Soon the pilot took off. When he got to his target lake, he would drop down and skim over the tops of the trees on the water's edge. He would then open the portal in the belly of the plane, and the tiny trout would flutter down like leaves into the water below. If our feisty fingerling can avoid predators, mostly birds and bigger fish, it will grow to about 5 inches by September. When the water temperature drops to 30 degrees, the fish become lethargic and stop growing. Next June, if the lake warms to 50 degrees, the trout will grow 2/3 of an inch a month. At 60 degrees, the fish will grow 1 inch a month. But if the water temperature reaches 70, the amount of oxygen in the water will drop and the fish will become severely stressed. Growing up and backpacking with my family, I was always delighted to come across an alpine lake because it meant I could take off my pack and stop hiking. But once I got hooked on fishing, I found myself agreeing with the poet Edgar Guest. A feller gets a chance to dream out fishing. He learns the beauty of the stream out fishing. So now, as for getting up to the high lakes in the Uintas this summer, one thing is for certain. The fish are already there. I'm Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.